For several years, there have been calls to replace or refurbish the public safety and fire hall buildings in Dillingham. The issue has been studied and discussed, and several years ago, the city had a study commissioned that examined the condition of the buildings and outlined some preliminary cost for building new buildings or refurbishing the existing buildings. Despite the study, the issue never went anywhere, and the same buildings are still in use. Yet another effort to study the matter will soon get underway, thanks to action taken by the Dillingham City Council. Recently, the city put out a request for proposals for consulting services and planning efforts for the new public safety and fire department buildings. The winning bidder was Agnew Beck Consulting, LLC. The mayor of Dillingham is Alice Ruby.
I actually just wanted to say I really appreciate that we're going out and getting a contractor for this, because I really want to move forward on this.
As part of the year-long consulting contract, Agnew Beck will organize meetings with stakeholders, identify and rank options, identify costs, and explore funding options. Longtime City Councilman Keggy Tubbs asked at what point the council could make a decision about how to proceed with the project.
When are we as a council going to make that determination as to the direction that this is going in? And I say that because I was on the committee that reviewed the current state of our fire department and public safety building, which is maybe the reason why we're going this route. And there was a big debate about whether or not we go to a single building or, you know, it's a separate building or combined and all that kind of stuff. And I was under the assumption we as a council and we as a city were going to determine where we're going to go. And I don't see any, I mean, I understand what stakeholders are. I would assume we're the stakeholder. But when are we going to be involved in that process? We're going to put it up now to a consultant to do all this.
Dillingham City Manager Rose Louetta suggested that the first task that Agnew Beck will undertake is to gather the various stakeholders together and see if there is consensus about how to proceed.
There are differing opinions of what this building should look like. Should it house both the fire department and public safety? And I think we need to get the stakeholders in the room and come up with the recommendation from them instead of excluding them, so we know what direction. But the final decision would be the council's. We would bring the recommendation as soon as we're able to get some meetings going, find out whether the National Guard's going to be a part of, whether the state troopers are going to be a part of, so that we know what we're going for. Right now, we could plan for a public safety and fire department building, but we don't know who the occupants are going to be. We don't know where it's going to be. We don't know if the fire department's going to be in there. If you wanted to make a decision today to say, we're going to do one building for public safety and one building for the fire department, I'd be willing to work with that. But that has never been stated to me. So I figured the best way to do this is put it out so the public could have the ability to comment. If they don't, they don't. Then we move on. But at least somebody to do an analysis of where it should be, for one thing, and some of the grants that we could look for.
Both the downtown fire hall and the public safety building have a long list of deficiencies that police officers and the fire department volunteers have had to work around for many years. That has resulted in calls for the buildings to be replaced. Mayor Alice Ruby envisions that a small group of stakeholders can be utilized to assist in the process of addressing the issue.
It's always been my intent that that there would be some kind of a core working group, and that there would be some council members on that group that would help sort of put this plan together to recommend to the council. So then the council, as Rose said, makes the final decision. Because there are stakeholders, just in general, the community are stakeholders, but there are some that are sort of closer to the inner core, you know, fire department, police, council. And we've talked ever since Don Moore was here about some process or someone that could kind of be the facilitator to get those people at the table and sort of hammer out the goals. And that was what I wanted to see in this.
The idea of moving forward in the process to replace the downtown fire hall and the public safety building apparently has the support of a majority of the members of the Dillingham City Council, including Councilman Tubbs.
Well, I'm all for it too, and my only issue is that I don't want to duplicate what's been done before or have them duplicate what's already in that existing study. I would hope that they would be provided a copy of that as a basis for what they're going to be doing. And if there was a recommendation in there, And if they're going to come back with something different than what that recommendation was, there needs to be justification for it. I don't want us to continually do the same thing and not get anywhere. So I'm glad we're moving forward, too. That's not my issue.
In the end, the consulting contract with Agnew Beck was approved without dissent by the Dillingham City Council. Agnew Beck will be paid up to $68,400 for their efforts. It's unclear when the project will get started. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.